Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tariq, thanks for being with us this morning. Should you be the first running back taken overall in fantasy football? Yes or no?
That's a big yes. Thank you for having me.
You got it. Not only a yes, it's a big yes, and I love that he's willing to play along. Awesome. All right, so how excited are you about your role in the offense this year for the Bears?
I'm very excited. I like to say Coach Nagy is like he was genius. So, you know, he puts me everywhere in the offense. Might be throwing the ball a little bit more this year. Might be, you know, coaching a little bit. I think he's going to give me a visor. Might, you know, join him on the sideline some more. So I'm excited to be in his offense.
How difficult, from a player standpoint, we all want to play. You all want to play all the time. And knowing you guys pick up Mike Davis in the offseason, you draft David Montgomery, so other guys are going to touch the ball as well. How do you reconcile that from team, obviously, the most important thing, to the fact that that may cut into some of your carries as well?
It's like a motivating factor for me. I know it's only one ball on the field, and it's like 10 people that want to get the ball, or like 6 or 7 people that want to get the ball every play, so... You know, I feel like it's going to motivate me to want to play harder when I don't touch the ball, or make me run my route harder, you know, just so I can get open and get the ball from Mitch or get the ball handed off to me, you know. So I feel like it's going to do wonders for our offense.
Talking to Tariq Cohen, Chicago Bears Pro Bowl running back from 2018 on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. You mentioned Matt Nagy, the evil genius. Another year in this offense now. How much more comfortable are you and really the entire team going into another full off season with this offense under your belt?
I feel like we all are way more comfortable. We jumped in OTAs and we were all clicking automatically. Unlike last year when we installed a new offense, we picked up right where we left off. So we got like, you know, a bunch more installed now, and everybody's bringing the young guys up, and it's just like a offensive culture around here now in terms of the offensive side of the ball now.
Tariq, earlier you said the name Mitch Trubisky. All eyes are on Mitchell. What's the biggest difference you've seen in Mitchell today versus the Mitchell Trubisky you've seen over the last couple of years?
I just feel like he's more confident in himself with the pre-snap decisions he's making. You know, he can read defenses better now, and he knows, you know, what to get to in our offense, you know, what can beat what, and what defense they're going to try to throw at him.
Tariq Cohen with us, Bears running back, who he says should be the first running back drafted in fantasy, and we appreciate him playing along as we are having him on the show as part of our fantasy football marathon. But Tariq, from a simple football situation, Vic Fangio, the defensive coordinator, leaves and goes to become the head coach of the Denver Broncos. The Bears' defense last year was phenomenal, led the league in takeaways, but we've seen historically teams that do that the next year don't get as many takeaways. Do you, Trubisky, Coach Nagy, and everybody else on the offense feel a little more sense of urgency to be more productive because you can't expect as many takeaways as you did a year ago?
I said we expect even more takeaways from our defense, but we know we have to, on the offense side, we know we have to match them. We felt like that was our downside last year. Defense, we kind of held the defense back a little bit some games. We feel like we would have played better, you know, it would have been more even team-wise, more balanced. So we feel like our defense is still going to be the same, you know. They're still great. They've been showing it all camp. Going up against them been tough, and it's just making us better.
Tariq Cohen joining us from Chicago Bears, led the Bears last year with 71 receptions. So, listen, we were talking fantasy. We're having this whole fantasy marathon, and we know how big it is for people around the country. Do you get talked to, do you get contacted, or when you're out, the public ask you about fantasy football and your production? How prevalent is it?
That's probably one of the top two things people talk to me about. They love fantasy football, and that's really, you know, especially on social media, they all want to talk about fantasy football and how am I going to be used this year, how many carries I'm getting, like you said. So they think I know that right now, so they want to get that scoop on it.
Come on, Tariq, though. Do you play fantasy football?
No, I played 1 year, like my sophomore year in college, I think. That's the only time I played.
Did you win?
I didn't win, but I'm a good GM, though. So it was a good – I think I got to, like, the playoffs.
Well, here we go. He's going to be doing all the roles in there. He said he's going to wear a visor. He's going to be in the front office soon, too.
I don't know if you get fantasy coaching and GM points, but if you'd good, like Tariq Cohen will give them to you. Hey, Tariq, we appreciate you being with us this morning. Thanks so much, and best of luck. We look forward to a big fantasy season from you.
Oh, yeah, thank you. I look forward to a good fantasy season and a good real life season, too.
I bet.
Exactly.
Thanks. Right. Good answer.
Terrific. He was great. We look forward to having Tariq Cohen back on the show later. Ladies and gentlemen, we have breaking news from our Adam Schefter. Antonio Brown will be back at the Raiders facility in Napa today. So it was all a big bunch of hooey.
Fitz can finally breathe again now. Our resident Raiders fan over here sweating this one out, weren't you, Fitz?
Not nervous. Not nervous at all.
Fitzy was so nervous, he texts me on his vacation. He goes, I know I'm not supposed to care and freak out about this right now, but I'm freaking out.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. You were on vacation, obviously still on social media you're following this. I think my wife even tweeted at you kind of sarcastically about it. You had to be freaking a little bit.
Yeah, I got on social media once, and then I realized how many tweets I was getting about this, and I was like, I just can't handle it. I text Mike, and I text a couple of other people around the building that I trust that, sort of give me peace of mind. And they all said nothing to worry about. So I'm going to go with the nothing to worry about the approach. That's all you can do.
You just need to get him on the field because, again, on the field, he has been great.
Yes.
And going through all this ridiculousness, you knew he was not going to miss the season because of a helmet. I mean, that just wasn't going to happen.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.